right before the message. But guys, I think I'm going to do that right after the message based on the content of what we have. And I do have a PowerPoint there in the back, guys. Okay, thank you. And so take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 66 tonight. Psalm 66. And I want to talk about praise. Last Sunday in the morning and evening services, we talked about worship. And worship is a very interesting subject that I think the church is always dealing with. Sometimes it can be a little bit of a challenge to really get everyone on the same page when it comes to worship. And I want to talk to you about the difference tonight between worship and praise. And I want to ask you the question, are you a praiser? It's my genuine heart's desire that we would become praisers. And what I mean by that is, are you the type of person who is constantly praising God? Now, you can be a praiser or the opposite. What do you think the opposite of being a praiser is? What do you think? A complainer. And you might also say a worrier too, right? And I want to talk about this whole area of praise. Now, I just think praising is so different than what we are wired for. Now, let me give you an example. Did you know that North Korea is claiming that it could wipe out Manhattan by sending a nuclear bomb on a ballistic missile into New York City? Wouldn't that be terrible? Turkey has targeted Kurdish militants with airstrikes in Iraq, and they're retaliating for a suicide car bombing. Some are saying that the sea level could rise and disrupt the lives of more than 13 million people in the United States, according to a recently published study. You heard about the Brussels bombings this last week that killed 13 million, or not 13 million, but killed or injured 200 people or more. I'm just giving you the quotes from the daily headlines. We are wired to think on those levels. What's bad that's going on in our world? Instead of stopping and thinking about what can I praise God for today? There is a huge difference between a person who praises God and someone who is a complainer or a worrier. And one Christian commentator said this, "In days like these, it's easy to abandon hope, but when you're ready to give up, look up." And that's what I want to talk about tonight, looking up in praise. Because if you're looking at all of the bad things that happen in your life and all of the bad things that people do to you and all the things you can complain about, you'll find lots of stuff. But we don't want to be people like that. We want to be praisers. And so I think of this morning, I think of just a great worship time. Was anybody blessed this morning? I have to tell you, I was blessed. I came away from that time just praising the Lord, thankful. Christ was the center focus of it all, and I was refreshed, and I needed that just as much as anyone else. But as much as I benefited from the time of worship, I think what made me so refreshed about it was that it wasn't about any one person, it was about Jesus Christ. It wasn't about us, it was about Him. And so one of the pitfalls of man-made worship is that sometimes it can become me-centered. You know, come and worship and get a rush or get a good feeling or get a high or relax, or it's all about us. And if we don't feel like we were really benefited, then we don't feel like we've really worshiped, when it's really supposed to be about God. And so worship is prone to get misused, and tonight I want to ask you to commit yourself to become a praiser. Would you do that? We're going to pray in a moment, and I'm going to give you some time just to talk to the Lord, and you guessed it, at the end of the message, I'm going to give you a chance to praise the Lord. So I'm just priming the pump here, okay? Are you ready for that? Just be thinking, and I'll explain that a little bit more in the message itself. But let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we come, we know that we are coming to the great God of the universe who has created us and who is always at work in our lives. Father, we thank you that we can worship you and bow down, and forgive us, Lord, for the times when we are tempted to make worship about us and not about you. And so, Lord, please help us to be praisers. Lord, help us to be people who are about the things that you do and constantly turning the attention onto you. Lord, we know that this does not come naturally, so we need your help. We need your strength. So guide us in that. Help us to understand from your word what praise is tonight. And help us, Lord, to step out in obedience and actually praise you. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. So Psalm 113, verse 3 says, "From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised." God's name is to be praised all day, every day, for all of our days. And I want to give you our big idea tonight, and it's this. God's name is to be praised on all occasions, at all times, in every place. God's name is to be praised. And so, turn in your Bibles to Psalm 66, and we're going to learn what praise really is. We're going to learn how it's expressed. And one of the things, as you're turning there and as you're looking at Psalms, I want you to understand what the book of Psalms really is. The book of Psalms is the ancient hymnal of the Jewish people. So we walk into church, sometimes we find a hymnal, and that's what we use to praise the Lord with. The Jews would look to the Psalms, and that was their hymnal in the temple praise. And so it's God-inspired. It's a God-inspired guide, and really it tells us what worship is. It tells us how to do it. It tells us even what to say in many occasions when it comes to this whole subject of worship. And so let's look at Psalm 66, verses 1 through 15. Lord willing, next week we'll look at the rest of it. And I'm not going to break it down into great word-for-word exegesis here of this passage, but I am going to pull out some things about praise. So Psalm 66, verse 1, "Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious." I think we made his praise glorious this morning. That was great. "Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and who does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Selah." And let's just stop there for tonight. And I want to ask you the question, what is praise? And I want you to know that praise and worship, there are some overlaps, even in this passage, of the meaning of it. But I want to focus in on what is praise tonight. Somebody give me some ideas. What do you think praise is? What is praise? What's that? Appreciation. Appreciation for God. Yeah. What else? Thanksgiving. That's a huge part of praise. What else? Adoration. Adoration, appreciation, thanksgiving. These are all parts of praise. And what I did is I combed through verse after verse in Scripture on the subject of worship and then praise. And I began to notice a pattern. When you look up that word praise and you just start combing through, and there are tons of verses on praise. And I started to notice a pattern, and I want you to see, and this pattern helped me to understand a little more what praise is. And here's how I'm defining praise based on these verses that I've combed through. Praise is an outward expression of adoration to God. It is most often an audible and public boasting about God. Now, I say it's most often audible, because I did find one verse, Psalm 65, verse 1, that talks about praise being silent. But all of the rest of them that I could find were talking about praise being something audible, something that we speak, something that others can hear. So I asked you the question, are you a praiser? If you're a praiser, then somebody needs to be hearing it, right? If it's audible. If you're a praiser, then your wife or your husband ought to be able to say, or your parents or your siblings or people at work or people here at church ought to be able to say, hey, you're a praiser, aren't you? You're praising the Lord. They ought to be able to see it. And so just an example of this being audible, Psalm 57, verse 9, I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. See, that's publicly. He's giving thanks among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. It's a public thing. So praise is not a private thing. You say, well, I'm a praiser. Well, I want to know who's heard about it. You say, well, I'm praising the Lord all the time. Well, do other people know it? It's outward. It's audible. It's often public. And that's why verse 8 of Psalm 66 says, make the voice of his praise to be what? To be heard. So here's where I'm setting you up for after the message, okay? You ready for this? So I'm going to give you a chance to share a testimony of praise to God when we're done with the message. There's nothing I like better than to preach the word and have people do something about it right away so that you don't walk away and say, oh, that was good, but let's be done with that, okay? So worship is where you're overcome with the sense of the worth of God and you're filled with awe of who he is, but praise is where you actually express your thoughts. You express even your feelings, your joy, your adoration. And praise is when your heart and your mind get so full of how good God is that you can't help, but it just comes bursting forth in some expression, some audible expression, might be a visible expression as well. And you finally have to let the goodness and what you love about God, and you begin to boast about God, and you say, God does this, God is like this, God helps me here, God did this for me. Look at what God has made. Look at who he is. Has God been good to you? You know, that's when you realize how good he's been that you start to burst forth and you're thanking him and you're praising him. So what is praise? It's an outward expression of adoration to God. Most often an audible and public boasting about God. Now let me show you this about praise. I see this in various passages. Praise is pleasant and beautiful. It's beautiful to God and it's pleasant to people. Would you rather be around a praiser or a complainer? Right? A complainer. I'd rather be around a complainer. No, nobody says that. We want to be around someone who is a praiser. We want to be around someone who is speaking about the good things and the good things that God has done and all of those things that we appreciate about him. We want to be around praising people. Praise is pleasant and beautiful. Psalm 147, verse 1, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. You know, praising God is a delight to your soul if you really give yourself over to it. It's where you lift up your heart to the Lord, you give him what is due, and it's a delight. You ought to just try it sometime. If you really haven't spent a lot of time praising, you'll be amazed at what it does in your own life. Here's something else it does. It builds and intensifies joy. Did you know that? Are you a joyful person? You say, well, not really. Well, guess what? You can be. When you start praising the Lord and you start listing the things that he is and that he does and you start telling him how good he is, even through the hard things that you face, and we're going to see, Lord willing, next week how even through difficult times, suffering praise is some of the greatest praise of all when you're suffering, when you're going through hard times. But praise builds and intensifies joy because you start listing all the things that God has done and you start listing how good he is. And praising Christians are very attractive to God and to people around them as well. So praise builds and intensifies joy. So that's just a little bit about what praise is. Now let's go on. How is praise expressed? Now here's where I want to kind of look more at the passage. I want you to see, first of all, verse 1. How is praise expressed in verse 1? Somebody say it. You shout it. Thank you for shouting that. Excellent. You shout it. That's one of the ways to express adoration to God. Now, in verse 1, it says, make a joyful noise. And it uses a word that means more than just making a quiet noise. It's not just saying, hey, why don't you make some noise? The word actually means to split the ears. That's pretty loud, right? We're not talking about a shout. We're talking about a shout, right? Did I split your ears? Hopefully not, okay. It's a shout. It is We are excited about God. We are thrilled about what he's doing in our lives. Could you say that that's who you are, that that's what you are? You are excited about what God is doing in your life, and it's to split your ears, to shout, to give a blast so that you can be heard. And it's a time and a place where you are shouting out your praises to God. And so let me ask you, have you ever shouted your praises to God? Have you ever just been out somewhere and you are just shouting to God how great he is, how much you love him? Sometimes we just don't have that kind of passion. We can shout about a lot of things. We can go to Awana games and shout about that, or we can go to another football game, we can shout about that, or we might even get angry at somebody and shout at them. But do we shout to God about how great he is? The catalyst for that kind of shouting is joy, verse 1. So do you notice how this kind of plays on itself? You express your praise to God because you're joyful, but the more you express your praise to God because you're joyful, the more joyful you become. And it's just a cyclical thing. And joyful Christians are the ones who are expressing their praise to God. And as they express their praise to God, they're not focusing on all the negative, hard things in life. We've all got those things. They're focusing their attention on the Lord, and they get more joy as that goes on. And so Psalm 147, verse 1, the word translated praise there is the word that actually means to jump for joy, to exult. That's what praising involves. You have joy building up within you, and you shout, and you express his greatness and his actions and just his victories. So that's one way that you can express praise. You shout to God. Here's another way that you can express praise to God: singing and making music to God. We did that this morning, right? We were just doing that a little bit ago. Singing and making music to God. Look at verse 2. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Jump down to verse 4. All the earth shall worship you and what? Sing praises to you. And that's something. They shall sing praises to your name. So the word sing here, the word means to strike with the fingers or touch the strings of an instrument in order to make music. And the idea is make music that is praiseworthy to God, that talks about how great God is, that talks about who he is. And God created music for the exact purpose of praising him. That's a little different than what the world does with music, isn't it? You know, the world makes music really the avenue by which to talk about immorality, drunkenness, to talk about drugs, to talk about all kinds of stuff, anything but God, right? We ought to be different in the church. The music that we listen to, the music that we sing, the music that captivates our hearts ought to be that which brings praise to God. That's why God made music. And it's an integral way to praise God, and God loves it, and we should make his praise glorious. So Scripture often speaks of singing and playing a new song to the Lord. And what does that mean? What do you think it means that we are to sing a new song? You know what it means? God's praise is, God is so great that you can never write enough praise songs to him. You can never write enough music that focuses on his attributes, his greatness, his goodness. His goodness is infinite. God is infinite. And so we can never exhaust how much praise we ought to give to him, especially in this area of singing and making music to him. Lewis Albert Banks tells of an elderly Christian man. This guy was a great singer, and this elderly man had cancer of the tongue, and so he was going to have surgery, and he found out that as a result of this surgery, he'd never be able to sing again. And so in the hospital, everything was ready for the surgery, and this older guy said to the doctor, he said, "Now, you're sure that I will never be able to sing again?" And the doctor says, "Yeah, that's right. You will not be able to sing ever again." And so the elderly man sat up, and he said, "You know what?" He said, "I've had a lot of good times singing the praises of God." And he says, and now that I know that I can never use my tongue again to sing the praises of God after this surgery, I just want to sing one more song to him. And it'll be a song of gratitude and praise to God." And he sat up and he sang Isaac Watts' hymn, "I'll Praise My Maker While I Have Breath." That's the last song he sang. Music is given by God to praise him. So let's use our voice to bring that praise to God. Here's another way that we can praise God. speaking to him about his wonders. Look at verse 3. "Say to God, how awesome are your works." Notice the audience. The audience is God. Say to God. You're not looking about and seeing what everybody else thinks about you and what you're doing and how you're singing and how you're praising. No, you're looking at God and you're saying, say to God, God, how awesome your works are. Look at what you've done to me. Look at what you've done for me. Look at how you've raised me to new life in Christ. Look at how you've resurrected Christ from the dead. Look at the hope that you've given us. Say to God, how awesome are your works. And this is what just being a passionate Christian is all about, isn't it? This is just what it is to know Christ. Speaking about his wonders. And I started looking through passages about God's mighty works, and there's no end to the mighty works, but I'm just going to list some of them. You praise him that he saved you from eternal hell. You praise him for his holiness. Various passages in Psalms talk about that. You praise him for his uniqueness, Exodus 15:11. You praise him for his faithfulness. You praise him for his wonders. You praise him for his goodness and his loving kindness and his help. You praise him for the birth of a child, Genesis 29, verse 35. You praise him for his power. You praise him because he's the king. You praise him for his greatness. You praise him, Psalm 48, verse 10, because he is immense. You praise his word. You praise his name. You praise him because he sustains you. We all have eaten, probably we all feasted today, right? We all had great food today. Who gave that? God gave that. He sustains us. He helps us. You praise him for his justice. You praise him because he hears prayer. You praise him because he's eternal. You praise him because he gives wisdom and power. You praise him because his ways are true. You praise him for his splendor, Habakkuk 3, verse 3. We have so many things that we can praise God for, so many ways that we can shout to him, so many things that we can sing to him about, so many things that we can speak to him about and tell him about how great he is. And so when God becomes central in our lives, it's just a natural thing to start talking about him. It's a natural thing to sing about him. It's a natural thing just to express this praise to him. So let me give you the last way, and then I'm really going to start letting you apply what we've been talking about. Here's another way to express praise to God. You bring a sacrifice to him. Verses 13 through 15, the psalmist talks about bringing a sacrifice, and you say, well, this is Old Testament, and it is, and I understand that, and we don't bring sacrifices to God in the sense of animals and fat offerings and all of that, but take your Bibles and turn over to Hebrews chapter 13. I want to show you a sacrifice, a New Testament sacrifice that we bring to God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews 13, 15. Therefore, by him, that's Christ, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You want to give a sacrifice to God? You know what it is? And he says, how often are we supposed to do this, by the way, according to verse 15? How often are we supposed to bring this sacrifice? How often? Continually, constantly, continually bring forth a sacrifice of praise. What is it? The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We ought to be thanking God all the time. We ought to be praising him all the time. We ought to be listing the ways that we are thankful for all that he has done. I was watching a video of Billy Graham here the other day, and here he is. How old? 90-something, 95, 96, something like that. And he's sitting here, the guy can hardly talk, and he says, I am so thankful to God, and he starts listing the things that he's thankful for. Isn't that something? We all have something to be thankful for, and so here's the challenge I want to give you. Choose to praise God in a special way each day this week. I mean, the message has been very simple. Praise God. You now know that it's an audible expression. You can shout it. You can sing it. You can say it to God. You can bring a sacrifice. All these are ways, many other ways as well, to praise God. But would you choose today? You say, today, I'm going to praise God. Tomorrow, I'm going to praise God. The next day, every single day, would you become a praiser Ask God to help you to be a praiser, not a complainer. So as I conclude, John Wesley, you know, the well-known preacher and evangelist from many years ago, he was about 21 years of age when he went to Oxford University. He came from a Christian home. He was a gifted guy, but he was kind of sarcastic. If you've ever read some of his stuff and read about his life, he was kind of a sarcastic guy. And one night, something happened, though, that kind of worked in his heart. He was talking to this guy who really didn't make much money, and this guy was kind of on the lower economic status. He really didn't have much, and Wesley found that the guy only had one coat. He lived in these impoverished conditions, didn't even have a bed, but this guy was incredibly happy, and he was constantly praising God throughout the conversation, filled with gratitude. And finally, Wesley, it kind of bugged him, so he got kind of sarcastic, and he said, "Well, what else do you want to thank God for?" You know? And the guy just smiled, and he went on thanking the Lord for more things. And it kind of moved Wesley's heart to where he realized, you know what, here this guy is, he's got nothing, and yet he's praising God. Listen, we have so much, don't we? Can't we praise God? Can't we give him thanks for all that he's done? And by the time Wesley passed away, when he was 88 years old in 1791, did you know what, as he was in this weakened condition, could hardly talk, he starts singing that same hymn that I was talking about earlier. I'll praise my Maker while I have breath. So here you go. Here's your chance. Let's take some testimonies. Does anybody have anything that you say, I want to praise God tonight? Just raise your hand. The guys will bring the mic around. I'm just going to tell you what I'm praising God for. I'm just going to praise him once again for this morning, because I came into this morning just needing to just worship. And I have to tell you, I came away with my heart so full of how awesome our God really is. Jesus Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. And you know what? No matter what happens in this world, that will not change the fact that our Lord is risen and he's coming again. So your praises. Go ahead, just raise your hand.